Praise the Lord, a message number 202. The title of the message is Evangelism Part 2. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 8 and let's read from verse 26 to verse 39. Luke chapter 8, verse 26 to verse 39. They sailed to the region of Gerasenes, which is across the lake from Galilee. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him, and they begged him repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding where on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into them, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pig, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drawn. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured, and all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We do pray, O God, that you anoint your word to your church and to your people, and your word and the Holy Spirit will raise up among us many people who will evangelize, will start to serve you, Lord, and you'll be the one to give us the gift of evangelism, and you'll be the one to lead us to new people, to new areas and regions that people, they need deliverance, they need help, they need salvation, they need to get free from the work of demons. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you anoint my lips and put words on my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. We thank you, God. We bless you. Receive glory and honor. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We need to go on and evangelize. People, demon possessed, they need to get delivered from the hand of devil, the hand of demons, and they need to be set free from sin and sinful life, and they need to be put on the right track, right way to live a life, a pleasant life to the full, that honor God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The scripture that we have read speak about a man who was demon possessed, and they speak about certain demonic manifestation, and First, we'll expound what are the demonic manifestations that was in the life of that man and how these demonic manifestations, they are the strongholds that today we are facing or we are going to face as we move forward to evangelize. Devil will try to oppose us, to try to hinder us from reaching new souls and reaching the lost. So we need to understand what are these demonic strongholds and demonic manifestations. First, shouting. You know, the man when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at Jesus' feet, shouting at the top of his voice. Many people, they shout, they have high voice, try to intimidate you. The enemy may use that to impart fear and trying to hinder you from reaching the lost soul and the lost people. Shouting. Second, fighting and anger. You know, we read that about this man. Though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains. In Mark also said that no one was able to chain him or to control him because he was breaking his chains. Fighting and anger may be used by the enemy to impart fear and trying to hinder us from evangelizing and from reaching a new group of people or certain personnels. We need to bind the spirit of anger, the spirit of fighting before we go forward. And also, when you speak about fighting and anger, as we reach a people for the Lord with the gospel, we need to not only just to evangelize them, but we need to make a disciple of them. And in this respect, we need to speak about the bad effect about anger and about fighting, and therefore we need to teach them. We go through the scriptures and we show them that anger and fighting, as this man was breaking chains, some people they break and like certain things, they will fight with their hands, they will kick, they will throw things. We need to disciple them through the word of God and teach them not to do such things. These are demonic manifestations. The third point is about breaking rules. We read about this man. He had broken his chains. One of the demonic manifestations is breaking rules of governments. Therefore, we need to preach and teach about the importance of submissions to the rules of the government authorities. We teach the new people that we are reaching with the gospel, they should not break rules, but they should follow the rules of the governments. Except one rule, when the government will say don't preach the gospel, this is the only law that the word of God admonish us not to obey man, but to obey God himself. The next manifestation of the demonic manifestation, isolation. Speak about this man that he had lived in the tombs. He was alone, living among the dead. Isolation and being away from the people and society is one of the demonic manifestation. Therefore, we ought to speak about the importance of having and building a purposeful and healthy relationship with the people around us. We need to teach the people with whom they should have relationship with the right people and how they should guard their relationship in the right way. Not to be isolated, but to manage their relationship with the people in the right manner. The next demonic manifestation is living among the dead. That person was living was living in the tombs, among the tombs. We must understand that a sinful life, worldly life, and a wild living is a life among the dead. Therefore, as we make disciples, we need to teach the people that if they keep living in a sinful nature, sinful life, certain sin enslave them, still they love the world, and they go into wild living, parties, immoralities, out of control of the money, without budgeting, doing their own, without restraint, is living among the dead. And we admonish the people to repent. The next manifestation is leaving homes and responsibilities. We read about that man. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or live in a house, but had lived in the tombs. He did not live in a house. He left his home. And that's why when the Lord restored him, he told him, return home and tell how much God has done for you. Leaving homes and moving away from responsibilities is another manifestation of demons in people's life. When we evangelize and preach the gospel, we need to emphasize about the importance of the family and living in the context of the family, and also obeying rules and be responsible toward the family that you are part with. Be responsible in your work, not to be selfish and live only for yourself. Many people are willing to do many things for the Lord, but they are neglecting their families and they are neglecting their primary responsibilities. When Jesus made the man, he brought him back where he is responsible, where he need to report. These are good topics. Good topics. When we reach new people, these are good teaching tools and materials, what to share with them. The next point, how demons manifest in people's life, laziness. Demonic manifestation render the people to be without fruit, either doing nothing good or many harmful things. Either they do nothing good or they do many harmful things, and that is laziness. Laziness, not only not doing good things, but if they do bad things, this is also a manifestation of laziness. The next point is doing things out of mind. We read that when the Lord healed that man, he knelt at Jesus' feet and he was in his right mind. Those demon possessed may do things as smart people do. They may urinate in the public. They may be nude, practice sexual immorality publicly. These all things, signs are signs of demonic possessions. And that's why we need to preach the gospel. The next point is in nudeness and immorality. We read that when Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes. Demons promote sexual immorality by lust, and second, by keeping the person nude. We need to teach people to observe how to dress modestly for the Lord. As we reach new people, we need to disciple them by teaching them to cover the parts of their bodies that need to be covered, because these are footholds that devil will use, and devil also promote, so that will push that person or other people to do immoral things. The next point of demonic manifestations. And that's why we need to preach and teach. We need to preach the gospel and teach the word of God. Is boasting, telling lies, and showing off. In Mark chapter 5, verse 9, speak about the same event. When Jesus met that man, then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." You know, that demons inside that man were trying to exaggerate. Exaggeration and showing off is what demons always try to do. People who are showing off, they are under the effect of demons. Lies, boasting, showing off are demonic manifestations. And liars will not enter the kingdom of God. The next point of demonic manifestation, people avoiding us. You know, in verse 37, Luke 8:37, we read already, then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left. People avoiding us and avoiding to hear the message is another way of demons work. They don't like to listen to the word of God that condemns their sin. The next point, the next important point about demonic manifestation is love of money. You know, we ask how we can conclude that from the scripture that we have read about the love of money. We did not speak about selling or buying or money affairs here. But why the people of Gerasenes asked the Lord to leave them? Because the demons went out from the man, entered the herd of pigs, and all of them, they rushed deep into the bank of the water, and they all drowned. That caused the village loss of money. The people asked the Lord to leave them because their pig business got affected. We must understand that demons hide in people's life who love money and consider it more valuable than God. That's why we need to preach the gospel. These are above, you know, 12 points that we have described are good topics of what you can share with non-believers in your endeavor to reach the people with the gospel and to preach to them the word of God. And these are also good topics for discipleships. Some people, they say, "Oh, I don't know what to preach and what I will share." But these are very good topics. We will just go through them quickly. I just mentioned the title, shouting. Second, fighting and anger. Third, breaking rules. Fourth, isolation. Fifth, living among the dead. Sixth, leaving homes and responsibilities. Seven, laziness. 8, doing things out of mind. 9, in lewdness and immoralities. 10, boasting, telling lies and showing off. 11, people avoiding us. 12, love of money. Now, we will highlight the effect of Jesus and his impact on that demon-possessed man. And that will be the impact of our evangelism and the fruit that will be bear in people's life whom we are reaching, and as they respond to the gospel and the word of God that we give them, there'll be fruit in their life. First one is salvation. You know, we read that man was living among the dead, and Jesus said in John 5:24, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." So there's salvation. Second, there's deliverance from demons. We read that the demons came out of the man. As we go forward and preach and teach, sometimes we will bind the evil spirit, we descend, and we rebuke it, and we cast it out. Sometimes, just because we are teaching the word of God, the people get delivered And as they believe, as they repent, demons will leave them. The third point is, the fruit is right mind. We read about this man that sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. After preaching and teaching, people will start to think in the right way. Number four, dressed. Sitting at feet of Jesus, dressed. People after evangelism and after teaching, one of the manifestation of responding to the word of God and fearing the Lord, they will start to cover the part of their bodies. They will decrease the makeup putting, and they will not too much involve in making themselves beautiful and worldly. That is one of the fruit that we will see in people's life. Fifth, submission to God's will. You know, the man from whom the demons had gone back to go with him, but Jesus sent him away saying, return home and tell how much God has done for you. One of the fruit of our preaching and teaching, and that's why we need to reach the people with the word of God, that people will not insist to do what they like, but be submitted to the will of the Lord himself. Number six, restoration back to the plan of God. Jesus said to the man, return home and tell how much God has done for you. So God is restoring him back to his initial plan. The Lord had brought that man back where he had left. He restoring him back to his initial good plan for him. The seventh fruit, the person himself started to witness to others about Jesus. We read verse 39. So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him. We will have a new people who will help us, who will start to serve the Lord and evangelize with us. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15 says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. You know, God had given us peace so that we can move and reach the lost with the gospel of Jesus. And God gave us mouth so that we can tell them the word of God. And that word of God will bring changes and will bring a blessing in their lives. When we move forward to preach, our preaching should be always accompanied, and we should use always the word of God as the main item of the mission of reaching the lost. You know, we can read a couple of scriptures to encourage us that we really, when we move forward and give the word of God, there will be changes and fruit. Changes in people life and a fruit in their life and a fruit for us as a church, because Jesus say he say in John chapter 15 verse 16, he say, you did not choose me, but I have chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, and fruit that will last. Psalm 107 verse 20 say, he sent forth his word and healed them, he rescued them from the grave. God's word brings healing and salvation from sin and death. Therefore, we need to use the word of God. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 14 say, the teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snare, from the snares of death. The word of God, when we use it wisely and when we respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit and deliver the message that God wants us to deliver, this is the teaching of the wise. People get delivered from sin and from the snares of death. Only God's words can help people and snatch them from death. John chapter 4 verse 39 and to verse 41, we know that the Samaritan woman that Jesus reached out after she believed, she went forward and preached to her town, and other people came. Let's read verse 39 to verse 41. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. The Samaritan woman that believed in Jesus herself testified about Jesus to her town. And many they believed on him when they heard his word. Therefore, we need to give the people the word of God in addition to our testimony about Jesus. Not only what Jesus did to us, but we need to give them also the word of God. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 30. Say, for many years you were patient with them. By your spirit you admonished them through your prophets, yet they paid no attention. So you handed them over to the neighboring people. What here Nehemiah is telling, and that was part of his prayer to God. He is telling God, and he is acknowledging that the Lord was admonishing his people and correcting them through the prophets who were using God's word. God was using the prophet, the Holy Spirit was using the prophets of the Lord, and he gave them his word, and they were admonishing and correcting the people. In the same way, we are the New Testament prophets who declare to the people the will of God and salvation, turning away from sin and having faith in the Lord Jesus is what our mission all about, and we need to use the word of God. In Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 22, the Lord was speaking. He was said about the false prophet, what he said about the false prophets, but if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. God declared here that the false prophet did not give his people the word of God, because the false prophet themselves were dishonoring God and were not standing in his counsel. The word of God we need to use in evangelism, so people would turn away from their sin. You say that they did not give my words to my people. So God wants us to give his word to his people so they will be turned away from sin. Joshua 1:8 say, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. You know, we understand from this that only through reading the word of God, meditating on it, and obeying what it say, then success and prosperity will enter our life. So we need to give God's word to the new people in our evangelism. So that is the only way for them to be prosperous and successful. Our mission, our effort in evangelism will be fruitful and effective only when we use the word of God to the people. Some people, they use parties, giving gifts to entice people, but there will be no fruit. Demon will stay there. Only when we give the word of God, demons will flee away. People set free, and you disciples and workers will be raised up to serve the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 1. And God wants us to get encouraged with his word. And I want to encourage you with what God spoke to you, to the prophet Jeremiah. And God called you to be like Jeremiah, to stand firm and declare the word of God. He said, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touch my mouth and say to me, now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appointed you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Be of strong courage, and also be honest in using the word of God that you receive from the Lord. Stand firm in proclaiming it, because His word will bring life to the lost and will make your ministry fruitful. Will make our church and our ministry, as we work together using the word of God and working with the Lord, will be fruit, and will be new souls, and new people will come to God, and we'll have a disciple. Let's come now to the Lord in a prayer. Tell Him, Lord, I commit myself, O God, to serve You. Thank You for Your word that You sent me, O God, and You had encouraged me with. O God, I commit myself to do what You asked me to do, and what You had prepared for me in advance to do. Lord, tell Him, Lord, lead me to people and prepare their hearts to receive Your message. Lord, protect me and provide for me, Lord. And Lord, give me Your message on time that is suitable to the people that You are sending me to preach the gospel to them. Lord, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, for the gift of evangelism. Lord, add more gift of evangelism to more members of us, even to everyone, O God, and give us Your word. And I pray that those who prayed this prayer from their hearts, Lord, I pray that You answer it and You would use them to do Your work. O God, I pray that the purpose of sending this message had accomplished, and You will reap the fruit that You desire. Take this message and make it reach, Lord, the lost. O God, bless us. O God, enlarge our territory, O God. Let Your hands be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.